Hello, friends. This is Cher Nelson of Compassion Radio here with you. And today we're bringing you something special. As you may know, Sunday began our 75th year in broadcasting. And we thought you might like a look back into history. So today we bring you one full program of Wilbur Nelson and the Morning Chapel Hour. Many of our older listeners will enjoy hearing the theme song again and the prayer song and the closing music. Some of you have never heard Wilbur Nelson, and you really need to know who the founder was. So even though it's not our regular format, we hope you'll indulge us to bring you Wilbur Nelson and the Morning Chapel Hour.
Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Morning Chapel Hour, featuring gospel songs and Bible truth across America and in other lands. I'm Wilbur Nelson. Along with our music today, I have something to say about closed doors, which are sometimes difficult to endure, sometimes frightening to contemplate, and thank God, they can be lovely evidence of God's providential care for us. I hope you can stay with us for this radio service. Here's a song with a happy message. Listen.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away, fly away in the morning.
The real measure of how we shall live in a world crisis narrows down to this. What, after all, is so dear and precious to us that we are willing, if necessary, to sacrifice our lives for it? Is it merely the right to continue undisturbed in the little niche of life we now occupy? If it is, we're living under a delusion, for there are no safe, secure niches left in this world. Even if there were such security, we would do our souls harm to embrace it. Moses had a safe place in Midian, but he couldn't stay there and still listen to the voice of God. Either he had to respond to that voice or stifle his own soul. He had to choose between living off the fat of the land with his family or sharing manna in the wilderness with the people of Israel.
Unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told, riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than
This is Cher Nelson with Compassion Radio, and today we're bringing you something from the archives. Today we're bringing you Wilbur Nelson, who was the founder of the broadcast back when it was called the Morning Chapel Hour. So in case you didn't recognize the voice that you're hearing, I just wanted to remind you that you're hearing Dr. Wilbur Nelson with the Morning Chapel Hour, which was our first name of the broadcast.
In the 25th chapter of Matthew, Jesus tells of 10 bridesmaids waiting for the coming of the bridegroom. When his coming was delayed, they all went to sleep. When at last he approached, they all arose and trimmed their lamps. It was then that half of them discovered that they had no oil for their lamps, and they had to go and buy the needed oil. While they were gone, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And, says verse 10, the door was shut. There is a note of finality and even tragedy in these words, in the context in which they appear. I recall hearing sermons as a boy based on this text. The door was shut, and they were solemn and sometimes frightening messages. The improvident bridesmaids had equal opportunity with the others to be ready for the coming of the bridegroom, but they were indifferent to their responsibilities. As a result, they were unprepared and rejected. In this age of grace, it is Christ who stands at the door of our hearts and knocks. He grants to us the option of receiving or rejecting. Of course, we could do neither if he did not release to us the right and power to do so. And many, so many of us, keep the door shut, obdurately refusing entrance to him who died for us. The door is shut in rejection. But Jesus makes clear that the time will come when those who have rejected him will themselves be rejected. The door of opportunity, thrown open wide by the love and grace and sacrifice of the Lamb of God, will at last be shut, and no appeal will open it. Over and over the gospel appeals to us. Now is the time. The door is open. The table is spread. Come and share the bounties of grace. And repeatedly the gospel warns us. The day is coming when the door will be shut. Those who have not prepared for that day will be shut out. Now we are asked, what will you do with Jesus? Then it will be too late for us to do anything but stand at the closed door and to know that it remains closed, a door of rejection. None of us can blame God if we reject him until at last the door is shut. Our own carelessness, our own wicked rejection of him will be the reason for the door being closed to us. But the closed door suggests other, brighter thoughts. Sometimes God uses closed door to show us his will and to guide us in his way. In Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 6 to 10, we read that Paul proposed to preach the word in Asia, but the Holy Spirit prevented him. It was not the will of God at that time. Paul tried to enter Bithynia, but that door was closed by the Spirit. No doubt these hindrances were hard for Paul and his companions to understand. The closing of a door through which we hope to enter in service for God is a trial of our faith, especially when our motive is to serve for God's glory and the blessing of others. But if God closed doors to Paul, he also opened other doors. If he found it hard to understand, it is easy for us. God closed the door to Asia in order to open the door to Europe. And how different the world would be if Paul had not had those doors closed and opened in the providence and wisdom of God. We may thank God for leading Paul to Europe by closing other doors, and we may thank him for the doors he closes and opens to guide us in his will. We know why God closed doors to Paul, and someday we shall know why he closes them to us. Meanwhile, we trust his wisdom and accept joyfully and thankfully his will. It is quite certain that someone who listens today is troubled about a closed door in your life. Your hopes are thwarted. You do not understand God's dealings with you. You may feel self-pity in this dilemma, and you may expect others to share your gloomy thoughts. But I can offer you not sympathy, but cheer. God never denies us anything except to give us something better. And I have to say that again. God never denies us anything except to give us something better. In due time, God will bring you to the right door, and you will see something at least of his wise plan. Blessed be God. Jesus spoke also of the closed door of communion with God and told his disciples and us to discover this fellowship with him behind a door which shuts out all other voices, all other thoughts, and all other concerns. Nothing is more important to the culture of the soul and to growth in spiritual life than those times when we are alone with God. Now, this closed door of communion with God need not be a door of wood or other material. We can seek him and commune with him alone, even when in the presence of others. The Pharisee of whom Jesus tells was praying with one self-righteous eye on the publican. But the publican had no consciousness of anyone but the God to whom he offered his humble prayer. He was alone with God, behind the door of earnest prayer. The Gospels tell us of occasions when Jesus practiced closing the door, so to speak. He arose before dawn to seek a place of solitude where he could commune with his Father. And on the last night he left the crowd, and then left the 8, and then left even the 3 to face the cross alone with God. In this place of communion he found strength and refreshment, and so shall we if we will shut the door. We love to sing that song by William Runyon. Lord, I have shut the door. Speak now the word which in the din and throng could not be heard. Hush now my inner heart. Whisper thy will. While I have come apart, while all is still. Lord, I have shut the door. Here do I bow. Speak, for my soul attent turns to thee now. Rebuke thou what is vain. Counsel my soul. Thy holy will reveal, my will control. In this blessed quietness, clamoring cease. Here in thy presence dwells infinite peace. Yonder the strife and cry, yonder the sin. Lord, I have shut the door. Thou art within. Let me suggest one more door. In Genesis, the 7th chapter, verse 16, when Noah had gathered his family and the appointed animal life into the ark of safety, we are told that the Lord shut him in. That's a lovely thought. The Lord shut him in. Some of us who have a problem with tight places, suffering, sometimes even anguish when we are enclosed in a tight place, can rejoice in the fact that the Lord shuts us in, and when he does, there's room, there's comfort. The psalmist felt that. He said in Psalm 27:5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his tabernacle. Well, there may be closed doors in your life today. You may wish for and even long for certain things to happen in your life, your family, your church, and the door seems to be shut in your face. I've gone through that, and still do at times. But I am learning that God only allows a door to be shut to us so that he may lead us to the one he wants us to enter. A mission school worker going through a testing time found this bit of verse on his desk one morning. Are you doubtful of your course? Just abide. When it's time to move, he'll lead. He will guide. Stay just in the place you are, till that day your guide to other paths leads the way. Every door he'll close for you but the right, and will keep it safely locked, oh, so tight. When the time comes, he'll unlock with his key one sure door and entrance give to thee. Yes, he'll make each circumstance work out best, and in his will you will be forever blessed.
Is the day's load heavy? Just abide. And the day's road stony? Just abide. If your heart is sky is gray and dreary, just abide and keep on abiding. Is the day's heat blighting? Just abide. And the songs in notes all thrilling, and the soul with rapture filling, just abide and keep on abiding. Is your life song minor? Just abide. Nights are long now. just abide. Never cloud but silver lining, for the sun is somewhere shining. Just abide and keep on abiding.
Please remember, God has a plan for your life. He may have found it necessary to update that plan for some of us because we haven't followed it, but He will take us today, now, if we'll simply put our lives in His hands.
Let's pray together. Let's talk to our Father. He waits to hear us. He's always near. Let's pray.
O Lord our God, your providence, your ways, your will is beyond us, and the only way we can discover and follow what you want us to do is by the enabling power of your Spirit. So we say, Blessed Holy Spirit, lead me. Show me what I should do, where I should go. I will wait until you show me. I will make no rash moves. I'll just wait for the Spirit to guide. Bless all who listen today. Meet every need, physical, financial, spiritual, social, whatever the need may be. In the life of anyone and everyone listening now, we commit the day to you and to your service. In the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
There you have it, our privilege today to present this decades-old classic program called The Morning Chapel Hour with our original host, Wilbur Nelson, the very program that preceded what now is known as Compassion Radio. And we just celebrated our 74th anniversary 2 days ago. So that means our 75th year is now officially off and running. We're going to continue with another classic on tomorrow's broadcast as we look back with our own Norm Nelson. Don't miss it. Now, before we go for today, here's Cher with the last word.
We are really in need of your partnership. Now, this message goes to people who are not on our vision team, people who are not supporting us regularly. Those of you who are, we cannot tell you how grateful we are that you understand enough of our vision, enough of our message, to continue to support the program by being partners with us to keep it on the air. There are not many places to go to hear these stories, and we want so much to bring these into your world, into your life, into your heart, so that you can have the joy with us that we have in being able to touch these people around the world. Your gifts can help us with so many things. First of all, of course, to keep us on the air. But we know that we'll only be there if the Lord wants us to be there. But we have to tell you what we need for you to consider whether you want to be a part of keeping us there. But it also helps us take advantage of the many opportunities we have to travel to difficult places and to encourage those who are suffering for Christ. You've heard Norm talk so much about the ministry of showing up. We have lived that for years now. What it means to people to have someone come, look them in the eye, hug them, pray with them and tell them there are people in America who love you, who are praying for you. That is the power that we carry when we show up.
You give us that power. We need you to be a partner. If you love hearing what God is doing around the world, please take us into your hearts and support us.
Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or look us up online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.